questions.
Elvis, do you feel that your fans have been pretty loyal to you since you've been in service?
Yes, sir. I certainly do.
What about the presents? What do you do with them?
All the presents? The majority of the presents consist of cookies, cakes, and all of that. And whenever you get a box of cookies or cakes or anything, when you're living in the barracks, you don't even see the box, you know.
Do you have any plans for after you get out of service, Elvis? What do you want
to
do?
Yes, sir. When I get out of service, I plan to pick up where I left off, if possible.
You interested in movies more than ever now?
Yes, sir. I'd like to become a good actor. That's my ambition right now.
When do you get out, Elvis?
Scheduled for March 24th, 1960, sir.
Was Miss Wood the only girl you know loud and signed off before?
No, ma'am, there was quite a few others down there. I beg your pardon?
Was there something you were saying for
me? I don't know. I haven't seen any. Well, it's, you know, school's going on. I beg your pardon, ma'am.
You have a rougher time than most soldiers because
you're
a celebrity?
No, ma'am. Everything was just straight down the middle. I was treated no better or any worse than any of the other boys. That's the way I wanted it because I have to live with the other boys, you know?
Well, not by the Army. I mean by the other boys. Did the boys treat you roughly?
Oh, no, sir. Not at all. I kind of expected, because even out in civilian life, I get harassed a little bit by a few people, you know? And I was expecting them there, but when those guys looked around and they saw me pulling KP and marching with a pack on my back and everything, well, they figured, well, he's just like we are, so I got along very well with them, and they're all a good bunch of boys.
Have the other GIs a nickname they have given you?
Quite a few.
Elvis, what's your idea of the ideal girl?
Female, sir. No, sir, I really don't know. I like a lot of different types. I suppose I'll know if I ever find someone that I really, you know, I really fall in love with.
If you found someone while you were in service that you felt you were in love with, would you get married in service?
I don't think so, sir. Because the way I look at it, if you find someone you're in love with and she's in love with you, she will understand about my career, and she will actually, she wouldn't want to do anything to hurt it. She wouldn't rush me.
Do you think you could ever be satisfied with a girl that was also in show business?
Well, sir, actually, I don't think that would make much difference, whether she's in show business or driving a truck.
I think a lot of young people are interested in your views on marriage you were mentioning, you know, earlier on. Now, do you have in your mind a sort of an ideal age for a guy to marry? Have you got a target age or for kids in general? What do you say?
Well, as you're growing up, a lot of times, you think you're in love with someone, you want to get married. And then later on in your life, you find out you were wrong. Actually, you didn't love them, you only thought you did. And I was no different. Several times as I was growing up, I would have probably married had my mother and dad talked to me and told me, you'd better wait and find out if this is what you want. And I did, and I'm glad that I did.
When was the last time you thought you were in love?
Oh, how many times, ma'am? I don't know. I suppose the closest that I ever came to getting married was just before I started singing. In fact, my first record saved my neck.
Elvis, the readers of our magazine asked me to pass along their sympathy to you to the recent death of your mother. And I wonder if you'd like to say a few words of tribute to the way she's helped you in your life.
Yes, sir, I certainly would. My mother, I suppose since I was an only child, we might have been a little closer then. Everyone loves their mother, but I was the only child, and mother was always right with me all my life, and it wasn't only like losing a mother, it was like losing a friend, a companion, someone to talk to. I could wake her up any hour of the night, and if I was worried or troubled about something, well, she'd get up and try to help me. And I used to get very angry at her when I was growing up. It's a natural thing when a young person wants to go somewhere or do something and your mother won't let you think, well, what's wrong with you? But then later on in the years, you find out, you know, that she was right, that she was only doing it to protect you and keep you from getting in any trouble or getting hurt. And I'm very happy that she was kind of strict on me. Very happy that it worked out the way it did.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Time has run out.